A brief refutation of the rumor that I allowed Willie and Tad to relieve themselves in my upturned hat on a Sunday morning at the office while their mother was attending religious services. I will allow a tall hat can be put to purposes other than the polite covering of the head, and the record shows I carried papers in mine, important papers too, and for dramatic effect I'd pull them out in court, bewildering my opponents. But that was practical. The documents intended to prove my claim were sheltered from the weather and less likely to be lost, and having words I'd taken care to write, proximate to the head from which they sprang, permitted me to ponder them, to keep them, so to speak, in the nest a little longer before they flew into the room to batter against the smudged windows of a prairie courthouse amid the clangs of the punctuating spittoon. It was a commonplace to fill my hat with oats and feed my horse when I was riding on the circuit, and the rooming houses where I lodged had few accommodations, so the hat was handy as a basin if a morning ablution were required. On this occasion, however, the hat was mere amusement for the boys, who set it on the office floor and pitched pennies into it, stepping farther back each round as I was reading on the couch. Their mother was indeed at church. The weather was profoundly cold and the privy regrettably distant from the office, so, boys being boys with a famously permissive father, I agreed to let them use my boot.